We're here with Antoine Duchesne at the Granby Coureur des Bois time trial. Antoine, great start to the year. Talk to us a little bit about what happened in Paris-Nice.
Yeah, really great start. I'm really happy on how everything turns out. I wasn't expecting such a great shape for Paris-Nice. Paris-Nice was more of a build-up in my mind to get really in top shape for the classics. Turns out, I was maybe a little stronger there in Paris-Nice, and I managed to. I didn't do anything more special than usual. Like to me, like I just raced my bike, and it just happened. I was in good breakaway that went far, and end up I was really feeling great in those breakaway, about to keep pushing in the front, and it happened. I managed to do it 3 days in a row, so that's what's really cool about it. I think that's what really impressed the most. Like every people, that's what they telling me, that like it's the one day it's okay, it's good, nice, good break, but then second day and then third day and then winning the polka dot jersey. So I think it's all of those four things together that made it really nice. And I think I really saw like a race at that level. It's like really the first rendezvous of everybody, every team to get Paris-Nice. Is the first time of the season that everybody like is there with their A team, and it's a big thing. It's a big race. So race doing great there like that, and it really showed me I think what I'm capable of for future, and that I can always picture myself more of a rider. I suck in climb and I do the classics, but like I'm not a climber again. I'm not more a climber, but I know like shorter climb and not too steep, like in Paris-Nice, like it's stuff that I can do and I recover well. Like after like 1 week stage race, like I know I can like still be up there on the last day. And
what has it done for your confidence since then?
A lot. I really feel like I think it's the first time I really feel like I'm a pro and I deserve to be there and I have my place there like everybody else. So I think that's a big change that went in my mind after that.
So now you're obviously on a little break from the team. You go back to Europe on...
I go back next week for Tour of California. So I do Tour of California. We're really there with a really great team. It's a big showdown for us because all the big sprinters are there. Cavendish, Sagan, Christophe, Greipel. So we go there with all of our train for normally the tour with Brian. Right now, Brian's riding amazingly. He did three wins and second today in Cassel. So he's going to win the 4 days of Dunkirk. Tomorrow, normally, it's a big bunch sprint. So normally, he's going to win the GC. So we go there with Adrian, Angelo, me, our two climbers for the tour, and Anderson and Nolo. So we're really a strong team there, and we really go there to try to get some win and try our train against like Lotto and Dimensionata and those guys.
And the rest of the season, what does it look like?
Well, after I fly back to Europe to do the Dauphiné early June, and normally altitude training camp, and normally I hope so be at the tour early July.
That's great. Your goals for this year?
Tour and Olympics. So I'm getting there. I think for the Olympics, I showed what I had to do. Now it's maybe more up to the two other guys at the Giro to get their spots or take the spot that I'm trying to take. So right now, I think I did what I had to do, and now there's nothing. My cards are played. My cards are all on the deck. So I just hope it's all going to depend how those three guys ride the next 3 weeks, and then we'll know it in a month and a half.
That's great. I remember some years ago when you were with Garnaut and I was speaking with Phil Kortz, and he was really impressed with your work ethic. What would you say to anybody coming up wanting to follow in your footsteps?
I mean, I've always, like we say in French, petit train va loin, it's like small train go far, and it's taking step by step, and I've always raced to try to win and do everything that I could, and I never basically won. I always lose, but I always give my best and give it a shot, and I love to race a bike and being aggressive, and I think a lot of people now, they race with their they're scared of losing instead of going on the bike to to be willing to do anything they can to win. So I think it's just always be aggressive and train hard and put your balls on the table and like not be scared to go and give everything you got. And I think I've always raced my bike this way when I was young, junior, early elites, and when I was getting my ass kicked, I was always giving my best, and at someday it's always gonna pay off. And you always, everybody say, always say that, and that's the thing I wrote when I like when I finished when I won the polka dot. Like I never believed it. I always believed it, but it never really happened, a big showdown like that. But eventually, when you work hard, it's gonna pay. So you just have to like kind of keep believing in what you do, and someday you'll shine.
Well, congratulations on all your achievements and best luck going forward. A couple of words in French for your fans here in Quebec and Coupe de Mont pour tes partisans ici au Québec.
Ah, mais c'est le fun de revenir. Ça fait deux courses que je viens ici. J'espère, là, demain je vais être à un petit camp d'entraînement pour les détections de talent. Ça fait que moi, j'ai été dans leur place il y a une dizaine d'années, j'étais dans ces camps-là. Ça fait que j'espère être capable de, si je peux, motiver un ou deux jeunes à faire ce qu'il faut pour se rendre où on est aujourd'hui, des gars comme moi, comme Hugo, comme Guillaume. Donc, faut travailler, puis j'espère que je vais réussir à en trouver un autre Brutus comme moi qui est prêt à aller à la guerre.
Merci Antoine.
Un plaisir.